But that was evidently, Mom mm-hmm. had asked him that he knew, maybe it's when she joined the UDCs, I don't know. Let's see what this one says. And your father, this is letter. Your letter received in relation to the services of your father, George, in the 6th Confederate Army. I was a captain of Company K of the 42nd Georgia Regiment, and I knew him well, and that he was a member of Company I of the same regiment, and while he was connected with the regimental band, I was not in the Battle of Nashville, as I was already wounded. There was a George W. line in Company H from Walton County in our regiment. The one who I think you referred to lived in Atlanta and I think died here a few years ago. So is this not true? W.P. that was a man that he saved, and who he named the horse was a member of my company. Let me know about your father's residence now. I will investigate further and write you then. So I imagine it's when they organized the UDC at home that these letters came. Uh-huh. That was the, you see the different Confederate flags that they used.
Oh, so this is a postcard.
Yes, that was the three. One was a battle flag and one was a royal flag. Now let's see what this is. No, this is a letter written, it's on the other side of the family, my husband's side, but it's real interesting. It was addressed to Miss first great-granddaughter, written on child's request for one to keep always. The letter spans the years.